timer going. Mitch, you ready to go?
I'm ready.
Okay.
My voice isn't.
Oh, dear.
But I am.
Okay, so are you saying that we're going to have to be a little bit quiet for your presentation? Because your voice is...
I can talk next to the mic.
Okay, all right. Let me just get it. So reset 5, starting now.
Hey, I have an interesting and perhaps weird project that I have a Kickstarter for that I would like to present about. My contact information, contact me for any reason, go to the next slide, please. I created the Brain Machine Project. Have any of you tried it? It is weird and it's fun, and you hallucinate beautiful colors and patterns along the way as you're lulled into a cool meditative state. I wrote it up for Make Magazine, and the next one. It uses brainwave frequencies. There's like a bunch of science behind it. There's been studies, but there's a lot more to go, so no double blind stuff. So is it real science? Is it pseudoscience? I don't know. It helps some people. If it helps you, cool. Go to the next one, please. So you can go through, you can record a brainwave sequence. You can also play it back through sound and light, and you can go through what you would go through if you were, for instance, going from awake to asleep. Your brain synchronizes is the idea, and you follow along, and maybe you'll drift off to sleep. Next. So, that's really the idea. If you play it back, will it work? Well, it seems to work for a lot of people. Next. This stuff's been going on for a long time. People would beat drums at alpha and theta frequencies, which are low, sort of subconscious, drifting off into spaciness. This guy in the second century, he noticed that when he drives by, he was rich, so he had a carriage, he's going by tree-lined driveway, and the sun would beat through, he would hallucinate. He did it over and over again, and he wrote about it. Go ahead. And in the 20s, we started recording brainwaves, and the first guy who did that in humans also played them back as a base for his studies. Next slide. He, by the way, went on to do the first robot research. Read up on him. He's really cool. In the 50s, there was a beat guy, Brian Geisen, who made
Three
a
minutes.
Dream machine. And he liked hallucinating, as some people here might also. It's a really cool, beautiful thing, the dream machine. In the 70s, it was the first patent for these kind of things. Go ahead. And then people started seeing at discos, if you use these frequencies and blinking lights, you get the crowd really going. Go ahead. And then there's a bunch of people who seem to be, pretty grounded, and other people who make these massive claims, some cool, some not, whatever, it's up for you to decide. But we also started seeing that some people with epilepsy didn't like blinking lights. Next slide. So, jump ahead, I wrote that article I talked about in Make Magazine, which was actually a simplification of this thing I've been thinking of for 7 years and working on for 7 years. And it turned out to be one of Make Magazine's most popular projects, because it does turn out that a lot of people really do like hallucinating. Go ahead.
2 minutes.
Yeah, it's also popular at parties and photogenic. So, go to the next one. That was a very simple machine that worked with one brainwave frequency at a time. And it makes square waves. It's kind of annoying, but it's good for hallucinating. Next slide. This one is very gentle. It doesn't have meditation sequence. It has a sleep sequence. And it has beautiful noise with pulse width modulation. And it has fading lights that aren't harsh, so you don't hallucinate. But hopefully it'll help you drift off to sleep with its sleep sequence. So there's a bunch of stuff for further study. That'll be up on the online, so you can see it. Go to the next slide. And you can make your own because of, like, everything. This is an open source project. All the plans are online. And I have this Kickstarter there. You can go to Kickstarter and search for either my name or NeuroDreamer or what I always use, Maltman23.
Extra time?
Cool. So there's the Kickstarter address. I need to raise $66,000 if it's going to be successful to make the first units the same place I do TV Be Gone, which treats their people really well, pays them well, and the same people work there year after year. They're fantastic people. I go and visit them every year in China. Next slide. There's my contact info. If you want any questions, feel free. And if you want to try it, just come to the hardware hacking area where I'll have these available. Right now I've got to go to my panel and get ready for the Geeks and Depression panel, where I'll be a part of that. So thanks, everyone.
Huge round of applause for Mitch. Thank you.